You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. When you think about water pollution, you might think about massive sewer overflows or factory pollution or agricultural runoff. But there's another type of water pollution that just might be in your backyard. Septic systems that have failed. They pollute lakes and streams around the state, in fact, around the country. Sean Hammond is with the Michigan Environmental Council. Your group is calling for some better rules for septic systems and inspections. What exactly do you want?
So, yeah, we really are looking for what's in a couple pieces of legislation already this year, introduced by the late Julie Pulaki and Representative Driscoll. House Bills 5732 and 33 really just move us forward with a statewide septic code. We are the only state in the country to not have a statewide septic code. With 50% of our citizens getting their water from groundwater, it's very important to protect that resource, and we need a statewide solution to help protect that.
Is anybody inspecting these septic systems now?
In most of the state, no. We have 11 counties that have a time of sale inspection requirement, which is when this home is sold, the septic system is required to be inspected, and there are different requirements for alternative systems and for pump outs in those counties. But as far as the 72 other counties in the state, there's no rules on this. You put it in the ground, it gets inspected once, and then you never have to look at it again under the law.
What kind of damage can a faulty septic system cause?
We're looking at typical nutrient pollution, but in addition, we're looking at E. coli and other bacteria that can get into the waterways. In fact, a 2015 MSU study tested 64 rivers across the state, and in all 64, they found human E. coli, which is a indication of failed septic systems. The state estimates that about 10% failure rate on septics, and that is significantly lower than what has been found in other states as far as failing septic codes. And in fact, a latest report from Tip of the Mitt Watershed looks at Charlevoix County has found about a third of the aging septic systems have never been replaced. So they're either failing or on the verge of failure.
When I used to cover the environment, I remember a lake where people were getting their drinking water was polluted from septic systems. Are there any drinking water sources in the state at risk because of this?
You know, right now, we definitely say yes, but it's hard to tell just because we don't know a lot about these. There's no statewide registry. There's only those 11 counties that we even know where the septic systems really are. And in a lot of cases, we see, especially in northern Michigan, a lot of these septic systems are very small. They were designed for summer use for a cottage, and now you have a multi-child family living in these year-round, and they're just not designed to handle that. So until we can get a registry and figure out where these septic systems even are, we really don't even know what the true risk is, even though we know it's probably great.
Something I read that really surprised me, that a septic system only lasts about 20 years, which seemed a really short time to me. What happens to the system that it can fail in that short of a period?
You know, it's just how the systems are set up. They need to be regularly inspected and pumped out and looked at to make sure that they're working properly with the soils and all the setup that goes into these. These are highly technical systems in a lot of cases. And now we're seeing even a growth in some use of alternative systems where you can't install a traditional septic system, and those need to be inspected even more regularly. So it just really needs to be that upkeep and maintenance a lot of times can help extend the lifespans of these. And right now, with no maintenance requirement even to pump these out at a regular interval, it really just puts a lot of them at risk for failure.
Okay, so we're putting our water systems, our waterways at risk. But here's the problem. We can't seem to come up with the tax money to fix sewer overflow problems. These septic system problems would have to be paid by the homeowner, and the fixes are not cheap. So why crack down on them when we've got much bigger problems with these municipalities with inadequate sewer systems, and we're doing not much about that?
You know, this really is a whole statewide problem right now with a lot of the nutrient pollution and water quality issues. We see it in the ag sector. We see it in the urban water treatments. We see it in the suburban water treatments. And then we see it in the septic. So really, the state just needs to look at investing in our infrastructure as a whole. This includes putting more work into our septic code, as well as putting more work into our water infrastructure. And we know that the Governor's Infrastructure Council is going to be releasing a report hopefully near the end of November, and we should have some guidance on how to go about some of these other issues. But really, septics are one place where we are behind the entire nation on this. Like I said, we're the last state to even consider adopting a statewide septic code. Every other state has one. And with our precious water resources and our 50% of our state getting their water from groundwater, we have to move forward on protecting those resources.
Well, let's talk about that, because this legislation, as you mentioned, is sponsored by one legislator who has died. The other is running for Congress, a little busy. Is there going to be any action on this during the session before the elections, or is it going to be during lame duck session, if at all?
We're really hoping we do see a little bit of movement this year, at least a hearing of some sort, just to get the ball rolling. This was introduced in the House, and the House has only one scheduled session day between now and the election, so it looks like lame duck would be the earliest this could be taken up. And we are really pushing to make sure that this is brought up in this cycle. You know, this was one of Representative Pilecki's big initiatives that she worked on in her short time in Lansing, and we'd like to see this discussion move forward as the session closes out here.
Sean Hammond is the Deputy Policy Director with the Michigan Environmental Council. Thanks very much for talking about this.
Thank you.